Hi, I'm Sridhar Madhukiri, a principal development engineer on the Visual C++ team. I'm going to show you some changes in Visual Studio 2015 to improve build time for C++ projects. I will cover the build scenarios, the improvements we have made in this release, along with a demo. As a developer, you go through the edit, build, and debug cycle constantly. The time spent in build phase of this cycle can be excessive for C++ projects, which reduces your productivity. Our primary goal this product cycle was to achieve a significant reduction in build times for this scenario. These builds tend to be incremental, and upon analysis, it is evident that majority of the time is spent in the linker. While clean builds take place less frequently than developer builds, we still acknowledge their importance and have worked to improve them as one of our goals in this product cycle. Incremental link is a great productivity feature that we have shipped over multiple versions. We analyzed the root cause for this failure, and the top cause was due to static libs changing. My demo will highlight the enhancements we made to incremental linking in this version. So here I have two instances of Visual Studio open on my machine. The one on the left is Visual Studio 2013. The one on the right is Visual Studio 2015. I've opened up a small project with one executable project and one static lib project. And I'm going to walk through a sample where we make some edits to static libs and see the incremental link behavior. I will start off with both of them. I've built the project clean in both 2013 and 2015. Let's go to 2013 and see what the bug is. So when I run this, very trivial project, console application, you can see that the results of the subtraction is wrong. So let's dig in and see what's wrong. Since I wrote up this code, I know where it is, and I have to subtract here instead of adding. So I will go make the same change in both the projects. And now let's save it and get back to 2013. Let's see the behavior in 2013. When I build, you'll see the CPP file got built, the static lib got built, and then we get to the link phase for the executable. The first message you see here is incremental link failing. The linker is putting out a message saying it has to do a full link. Another interesting point here is there are two total times for the linker. The first one is the time it took for the linker to figure out it could not do incremental link. So it gave up after about 120 milliseconds. Then it started the full link, took 170 milliseconds to complete. Now let's see the same behavior in 2015. Same thing, the source file got compiled, the static lib got rebuilt. Now this is where the enhancements are. Linker started, it said I'm gonna try incremental link, figured out it could finish it, finished all the work in about the same time as it took the linker to say it could not do an incremental link in 2013. This is huge because we have seen a number of projects where they have large number of static libs that gets linked into your binary, and the link time is huge. Just a case in point, one of the Xbox games that we have in-house takes about 4 minutes to link, and they have a lot of static libs. When a developer makes a single line change, just like we saw here, or even more complex changes that incremental link can handle, they need to make the change, start the build, and maybe go get a coffee. With 2015, they make the change, the static lib gets compiled, and link should be done in less than 30 seconds. So you can see the impact of this change on your productivity. 4 minutes versus 30 seconds for this particular test case that we had. I'm sure it helps your projects in similar ways. In addition to incremental linking, here are the other improvements in Visual Studio 2015. We have worked to speed up PDB generation by leaving the debug information in object files, enabled incremental link time code generation, and sped up template processing code. Another great feature that everyone has requested, and that will be in Visual Studio 2015, is edit and continue. It improves the debugging experience by allowing you to continue your debugging session after edits without having to restart. Thank you for watching my video, and make sure to visit the Visual Studio website and the C++ blog for more information about Visual Studio 2015.